Well, our next conversation may not be for everyone because we're going to take a look, as we do, at the news caught in the social media filter. And some of it this week has to do with nudity and women's feminine care products. There was Kim Kardashian West's nude selfie on Instagram Sunday night. That was followed by a torrent of criticism and then a backlash of other celebrities posting nude selfies in support. There's also that call to ban taxes on women's sanitary products. And there's the all-female cast of the new Ghostbusters. So let's get started with Femi Okay. She hosts the stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, start with Kim Kardashian. The picture, she had two strategically placed black bars edited onto the photo. She took it in a mirror in a hotel room. This isn't new. She has a beautiful, very full body. She's displayed it in magazines before. So what was the debate online?
Well, the debate online was, it was Monday morning and I'm eating my cereal and bam, there is Kim Kardashian with nothing more than a sexy, sultry smile. She's caressing her neck, but it unleashed a huge amount of comment online. Let me give you a couple of the juicier ones. So Bette Midler tweets, Kim Kardashian tweeted a nude selfie today. If Kim wants us to see a part of her we've never seen, she's going to have to swallow the camera. And then I'm going to scroll down through some of these comments. Some of them are, Kim Kardashian, you're rich. Find something in your closet. This happened on Monday. Tuesday was International Women's Day. And the debate really was about, is it feminism if you display your body because you feel you have the right to do so? Or should you not be displaying your body because it shows that you're being treated as an object? Weighing in on this conversation, can you believe it, on International Women's Day was Miley Cyrus. Miley said something here. She says, dear women, you're all now acting tacky. Why don't we overly fortunate women come together and try to create and bring jobs to other women in desperate need of them so they can not only support themselves, but their families? That is a fantastic way to kind of address this controversy, except that by the side of that comment was a big, luscious bottom, like two balloons stuck together with a thong. That was the image that Miley used to actually suggest that women should play nicely together. And so the debate goes on.
Well, Kim Kardashian posted an essay on her website in defense on Tuesday. She wrote, it's 2016, the body shaming and slut shaming, it's like enough is enough. I'll not live my life dictated by the issues you have with my sexuality. I'm a mother, a wife, a sister, a daughter, an entrepreneur, and I'm allowed to be sexy. But, you know, so the debate, is this about feminism? You know, how Gloria Steinem would have looked 40 years later if she was in social media instead of Ms. Magazine? Or is this the worst kind of social media, exhibitionist and women as objects? And it's still, as you said, it's still raging 5 days later. Well, we want to talk about another debate that also involved women's bodies. It's also happening online, but also in the courts. And this is over whether sanitary napkins should be taxed. Can you explain?
Yeah, so there are some New York women, five New York women, and they filed a lawsuit a week ago over sanitary napkins, sanitary towels, tampons, however you like to describe them. There's a sales tax on them. And they say, well, these aren't optional items. They're not luxury items. These are essential items. And essential items, there's no tax. And this conversation has been going on for quite a while. This campaign has been going on for quite a while. There's certain hashtags you can look to see what that conversation is. A hashtag periods without shame, tampon tax. And let me give you a couple of things from other countries, because this campaign is not just happening in the US. For instance, in Canada, cocktail cherries, the little red cherries that you can have on a cocktail, they are tax-free, but tampons are not. In the United Kingdom, you can buy crocodile meat with no added tax, but tampons are taxed.
Well, there's products like dandruff shampoo and lip balm that have medical exceptions to taxes, but female products don't. Well, a number of states are considering legislation to prevent products that women need from being taxed, and so we'll follow that story. But I want to take you to the all-female Ghostbusters. Now, these are three female scientists trying to save New York from ghosts. In the trailer, one of them comes across a ghost. She gets thrown up on. I'm sorry, this is kind of an indelicate segment. Let's listen.
My name is Erin Gilbert, doctor of particle physics. That stuff went everywhere, by the way, in every crack. Very hard to wash off.
So people are upset that these are female actresses, but also that there's a fourth, but she is a black actress playing a transit worker, a blue-collar job.
And this film is not out to the summer. It's going to be one of the summer blockbusters, or is it? You have Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon, and also Leslie Jones. And people are picking, and from some people have seen early copies of the film, some people have just seen the trailer, and they're looking at the scenes that they're seeing, and they're saying, well, this is sexist, this is cliche, this isn't funny. The director was the director who filmed Bridesmaids. So if that's not your kind of cup of tea as far as comedy's concerned, you may not like what he's done with Ghostbusters.
Well, mentioning the director, this has become a real Twitter feud. The director is tweeting, haters, attack all you want, but don't attack and insult my cast. And as you said, it doesn't even open till this summer. Femi Oke, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English, thank you as always. And we will post links, if you want them, at hearnow.org.